Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This is Philippius, the executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show. I may not say much on the show, and I'm certainly not as fat as Corey. But one thing people don't know about me, when I do my online shopping, I do it all through the Shop Amazon tab on fatguyradioshow.com. You should too. Not only does it help the show, but it keeps Corey calm during business meetings. You don't know what it's like to bear witness to an angry fat man. So be like me and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or shop directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And thank you for keeping Corey calm.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Yo, yeah. Lip.
What's up?
Question.
Answer.
Where the heck is the fat guy at?
He's probably taking a dump.
Bro, I swear this fool is never where you need him to be on time. And he claims he white. But this fool has the... Okay. Okay. Who is knocking right now?
I don't know.
All right, Lip, just open the door, Lip.
All right, I'll open the door. Let me go get the door real quick.
All right.
I just told y'all didn't let me out there all alone. I didn't get me up here to this microphone.
Who the? What the heck?
Y'all just shut the hell up. It's grandma, y'all. See?
Coming up in here telling me shut the hell up.
Now, listen to me. Where's get this microphone over here? I done been in this damn studio for a whole week and a half waiting on y'all. Y'all done left me here all by myself when my daughter was in here last week. Is your name? But you all know who I am. I'm Grandma Clump, and I'm got something that I got straightened out here. Y'all left me in there for the whole week, the whole time I was right now.
Week and a half.
Here. Yeah, y'all left me in here.
What was you doing for a week and a half?
I went around the corner. I thought I saw Mike Douglas. I said he must be around that corner. So I went on around that corner, Mike Douglas. I said, oh Lord. Whew, that show is Mike Dudley. No, it wasn't Mike Dudley. It was somebody else.
Are you out of breath?
I'm out of breath. I had to break up through the door. I'm in a wheelchair. I had to come in through that door and come in here with y'all. Y'all got this place locked down like it's the freaking Fort Knox or whatever.
Where
it is.
It's a Fort Knox.
Yeah.
No, it ain't Fort Knox.
We got a lot of expensive equipment in here that
I don't give a damn what a concrete me y'all got.
Well, I don't give a damn about nothing.
About you. Let me tell you something. Where that fat bastard. Where
he's all taking a dump.
Yeah, I'm looking at one right now.
Oh, you going to call me fat? Yeah, you going to call me fat?
Fat.
Come on. Come on over here. Come on. Ain't nothing but a short walk. Come on.
I'm going to club you with a piece of chicken right
come
now.
Come on.
Like...
Look, you're walking over, but you're limping back. You walk over, I kill you. I swear, for Lord, I kill you.
You gonna kill me?
I will.
Then how am I limping back if you kill me?
Cause that's what you gonna do. You can't even make proper threats. You don't know how to respect. Your elders when the elder come in the room and they sit down and they at the table and they serving the dinner and they telling you, you know, you want to eat this, you want to have some cornbread, you want to have some water or whatever, stuff like that. You need to shut the hell up. Let me tell y'all something right now.
Cornbread,
Let me tell y'all something right now.
Is it hot water cornbread?
No, it ain't no hot water cornbread, but I got a message for you two.
Okay.
Y'all, I heard.
Can you even hear?
I heard.
Turn your hearing aid up.
I heard. I got the turned up all the way. I can hear everything you saying. You keep talking stuff. Keep talking.
You just don't got to yell into the microphone.
You just keep talking. I'm telling y'all two in here,
uh-huh.
When my daughter came in here, we came back from Station Barbecue after having them frog legs. And they left me here, and I had time to think a long time. And you two fools here sat up in here and just really upset my daughter. And I ain't here. I'm here right now to tell y'all that y'all was wrong for that.
Well, how was we wrong?
Y'all was wrong for talking to my daughter like that.
How did we talk to her?
You talked to her, you were making her feel all fat and stuff, and you were saying that it was me, and it wasn't me that was in here saying that. I don't want to have nothing to do with this damn show.
You wasn't here.
I didn't have nothing to do with it. You gonna talk about my daughter like that? I don't care this radio show. I will come over there, and I will cut you. I will cut you. I swear I'll cut you.
You can't even get up and run.
Listen right. here.
You better not roll that wheelchair over your city.
Is this live? Is this live on the air right now? Is this
it,
on
it,
the,
it is live.
It's live
on the air.
You live on the air right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, we telling
this
everybody.
This a radio show?
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you one thing. You now, how you gonna fix that? Now you gonna now who got to grab myself? Cause I'm telling you right now, I don't give a goddamn about none of y'all damn little radio rules, whatever they say. You can go kiss my ass. You go kiss my ass. Y'all both two ass that come in and talk about my daughter last week, and I'm not gonna allow it. I'm not gonna stand for it. I don't care if this ain't no damn radio show or not. I'm here to make things straight. And I'm going to make them straight right now. So both of y'all can kiss the crack of my ass. That's what you both can do.
I'd rather not kiss the crack
no,
of
my
ass.
No, you can give me... Listen,
bro, this bitch is crazy.
Listen to me. Listen to me, Mr. Producer.
You want me to get security over
Let
here?
Me tell you. No, you ain't no security. You know what I did with security? You know what I did with your security out there?
What?
I didn't f*** security up. That's what I did. How you like that now? I didn't f*** your security up. Your security, I took his and his balls and I tied it all together. I don't give a damn about your damn security. That ain't got nothing on me. Nah, that's what you gonna say. Now what you got to say? Anything else you gonna try to do? Yeah, I'm Grandma Clump. I don't give a damn about none of y'all damn radio. You over there, you good looking son of a bitch, and you over there, you Mexican good looking son of a bitch. I'm gonna tell you something, Mexican. You know, I don't have too many jalapenos. I ain't had too many, you know, when there was this one jalapeno man, he lived up the street and he tried to come over, he brought me flowers, tried to take me to the movie, show me a lovely evening. And then he tried to give me hard little lovely relations, but I didn't give him lovely relations. I didn't give them to him. No.
Because you're too fat?
No, I ain't too fat. You know what? I don't. Let me tell you something.
Did he get out patty?
Let me tell you
like...
something. Powder milk.
Yeah.
You talking about my You talking about my
Yeah.
These titties didn't set country straight. I don't know what you talking about. You ain't never
set
had
country.
No titties like
that. Wait, how do your titties set country straight?
My titties have set some country straight, I swear.
From what I hear, you got long titties with no nipples. Yo, 2 + 2,
you
not know what
got,
the hell the answer is. Looking
you
at
ain't you. Nothing long, you limp dick motherfucker. You ain't got nothing long over there, do you? Do you? What do you got over there? You can look at this over here. Look how tight this still is. All my babies had, I had some there. Look how tight this is. Just look at that. Look at that. That's just love.
Why
get
does it
here.
Look like ground beef?
Put your mouth on it. Come on, put your mouth on it over here. You ain't experienced nothing like that. You'd have.
You are Barry and Harry at the same time. How is that possible?
Put your mouth on it. Just go on, get a little lick.
That smells like tuna up in here now.
Get a little lick.
What
here.
Is that sour cream?
You ain't had no. I put it on you, boy. I put it on you. I will put it on.
Oh, damn.
I will put it on you.
Oh, man, that's gross, bro.
Now, y'all gonna apologize for what y'all did to my daughter last week. That's what y'all gonna do.
All we did was state facts about her fat ass needing to shut the hell up.
See, what you need to do is you need to shut the hell up. That's what you need to do.
Why?
Because I said so.
You know, if Corey was here right now,
he ain't here.
Corey would tell your fat ass to get the hell out of our show.
Him and Sherman Clump, him and Sherman is probably up the hall, probably having 2 pieces of chicken and about 18 pounds of mashed potatoes. They ain't in here. Do you see him in here? I don't see him in here. You see him in here? I don't see him in here. It's just me and y'all two and nothing but opportunity. And I'm here to make this, I'm here to straighten the situation. Because I'm going to tell you that the Clumps, we don't lay down to take from y'all little radio boys. I tell you that right now.
Bro, we just got to dump this whole intro.
You ain't gonna have to dump. I don't care. I throw out all your radio rules. I don't care if it's live or recorded or pre-recorded or whatever it is. Yeah. I don't give a good hula hula.
Hula hula.
Hula hula. That's what I said. You I said hula. Now, when I say it one more time, I'm gonna ask y'all for the last time.
What?
And I'm not gonna peep myself. Y'all gonna offer y'all apologies for my daughter
sure,
right now?
Sure, I'll give an apology.
Give an apology then. You as a lovely young man, give your apology for my daughter. Go give your apology.
Go
Where
ahead,
your
go,
apology
go,
at?
Go give
my
your
apology is f you.
Oh, that ain't right. You know what I got? You know why I'd say f you and f you. That's all I can say.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Right hand. Your other right hand.
I.
Stymie.
Stymie.
Member and good stand. Brandon of the He-Man Woman Haters Club. Do solemnly swear to be a He-Man and hate women and not play with them or talk to them unless I have to, and especially never fall in love. And if I do, may I die slowly and painfully and suffer for hours or until I scream bloody murder. Do solemnly swear to be a He-Man. Ready to take down the minutes? As you know, today I called in an emergency meeting for a very important reason. But first, any good stories? Froggy.
Yes, there's this girl who moved in across the street. And she came over because she wanted to play. But don't worry, I got back in her.
What'd you do?
I whipped out my lizard.
Frogman. Are you getting this,
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. Counting down the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold.
Hey everybody, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. Fat Guy Radio Show heard in 79 countries with over half a million downloads all over the world with the best listeners in the world. And I am talking about you. I am your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes, sir.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Hey.
We like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys during the show at Fat Guy Radio Show. Make sure to like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. And today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. It's tax season. Shop for all your tax needs, including tax software, tax books, tax forms, shredders, external hard drives, and other supplies you need to fill your taxes quickly, accurately, and safely. I'm sorry, to file your taxes quickly, accurately, or safely. Nothing is worse than making a mistake with Uncle Sam. So Amazon has everything you need to avoid your uncle and get the maximum tax refund. Get started today and always remember, before and after your tax refund, if you want it or need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or by using the official show app by tapping the Amazon icon. Amazon, so easy, they put a smile on the box. Amazon, number one way we power this show. Welcome to the show, everybody. It seems that there was some type of mix-up where Grandma Clump was left behind. I was trying to get in the door because I heard her in here, and
Her fat ass was blocking the whole thing.
She had this place locked down, so I don't know what her upset, but she's definitely gone now. We left the door open, so she should be able to get out.
Is she gone?
She is gone.
No, like, is she gone, gone?
She is gone, gone.
She ain't coming back.
I untied the security guards that she tied up.
I don't think Rufus could stand something like that anymore.
Poor Rufus.
Like, he's scarred.
The thing is that Rufus hasn't worked here in 2 years, but you and Lil D keep referring to our security officer downstairs as Rufus, even though I think his name is probably, like, I don't know,
The thing is,
Earl.
Rufus made such an impact on the security guard that now the security guard is no longer what they name is.
That's true.
It is a standing figure. Like, Santa Claus dies and is reincarnated as a different Santa Claus.
He's come back as Santa Claus. Right.
Yeah. Any new security guard automatically takes the mantle of Rufus.
It's going to be. So anybody that comes down there, male or female.
Female Rufus.
Half breed or animal, it is all
Rufus.
Rufus.
Rufus the security guard.
Lady K joining us on the Twitter. Lady K, you can live tweet us as well at Fat Guy Radio Show. During the live show, Lip, I'm going to need you to monitor my levels because I sound like I'm in the back of the room and I'm looking at the levels over there and they're not as hot as they were before, and I feel like I am screaming, so please adjust that appropriately. Welcome to a special Friday episode of Fat Guy Radio Show. It's so close to my mouth, like,
I stick my tongue out.
I need you to not do that. I'm going to need you to not lick the microphone. Oops, sorry. It is Friday, and it is a lot of us are, I'm so glad for everybody that has taken the time to hang out with us on a Friday night. It's so different, but it's going to be a little augmented of a schedule this whole month of February into March, like we mentioned last week. But it is Friday, and I'm happy to be here. And Lady K says, we looking fine as hell tonight. Oh,
thank you, Lady K.
Thank you, Lady K.
I try.
I'm glad that you were here. Well, there was some Instagram photos that were put up earlier today on my Instagram or an Instagram video that I made. I baked and I cooked for my boys.
You did what?
You were here.
I know.
I baked and I cooked for my boys today because, one, I felt
Friday.
That exactly
Friday.
And I'm trying to find the Friday bit, and I can't get to it. But I baked and I cooked for the boys, and we have already eaten the food.
Yes, it was delish.
And so what I made for the guys, and I'll have a picture up on Instagram because I did take a picture before I left the house because I had to cook it at the house, and then I transported it here.
You have the best looking Tupperware ever.
It stayed warm, which was kind of good. But I took this adaption where I was sitting back and I was thinking potato skins.
Mm-hmm.
You have potato skins, and those of you that are listening, if you're having lunch right now, or if you're about to have lunch, you're listening to the replay or watching the replay, you're about to get real hungry. What would happen if you took potato skins and married them to a taco? That's what the thought happened in my head. Marrying potato skins to tacos, because when you get potato skins in like a bar, they have what? Cheese, sour cream, chives, and you know, maybe some jalapenos and tomatoes and whatever. Yeah. But I'm thinking, what if you just add in like some taco meat? So that's what I did. I did taco potato skins for the boys tonight. And it wasn't anything out of a package. It was all made from scratch. That's the good thing about it. I don't have a thing against buying those prepackaged taco seasonings.
Yeah, but you just like to measure your own coming.
I do. It's cumin, by the way. But I took an Instagram picture, and I'll have this up on my Instagram page. But for right now, I will show this on our live stream feed. And it was just basically potato skins, which are hollowed out potatoes, with Lady K's tweet popping in on there. Potato skins, hollowed out with taco mixture inside, topped with scallions, sour cream, chunky tomatoes, and cheese. And you hollow out the tomato, and they're like twice baked potatoes. Because you bake them once to soften them, cut them in there, core them out. Then you fill them with the mixture, and you shove them back in the oven. DJ, you were out of control.
What are you talking about?
Exactly. So, and it was so potatoes. Good. So, did you guys enjoy them? I brought them in for you guys.
Yes, they were delicious. Oh my gosh! Like, if I had to like have sex with a food,
it would be those. And see, Lady K off the Twitter chimed in. It's got to have bacon. And what did I say when we were eating them? I said, dude,
we should have put bacon.
I should have included bacon.
Yeah.
Because that would have really set it off.
Oh, yeah.
Was the bacon. But it was just so, so delicious. And I just felt like cooking for you guys. And it was Friday. And I'm like, hey, why not?
Friday.
Friday.
So if we get food poisoning, you know, it's Saturday next day.
Exactly. So I don't have to go to work.
Well,
I can die in silence.
They were chickens. They were potato skins.
Yeah.
So, I mean it's like an hors d'oeuvre.
Didn't like Ireland like almost kill off its whole population with that potato famine?
What?
Way back in the old days, the old country.
I don't know. You lost me on that one.
You never heard of the Great Potato Famine?
No, I never heard of the Great Potato Famine. I've heard of potato pancakes, but not potato famine.
The potato famine, and like it was like all their potato crop. That was like their huge agriculture, and like it was like the bubonic plague of potatoes, just killing people left and right
for their potatoes.
Potato bomb.
No, not for the potatoes. The potatoes was killing people. Because it was a potato famine. People were starving to death.
Oh, Lady K thinks that I am the sweetest thing for cooking for y'all.
Not when he doesn't know about the potato famine.
I don't know about the potato famine. I didn't know that there was a potato.
I just told you what the potato famine was.
It's 2017. Why are we living in a famine?
So you don't know about the bubonic plague?
I do know about the bubonic plague. Didn't it start when, like, you came in here sick 2 weeks ago?
No, that was Ebola.
Oh, my bad. I get my plagues mixed up.
This Negro. And he claimed he white.
I cooked for you.
Came on CP time.
CP.
I cooked for you.
He came in on advanced CP time, you know.
I was here. I was just out in the hallway cleaning up the mess from all the food that I brought.
Oh.
Because it just wasn't the potato skins. I also.
Yeah, he did.
I also made you guys cupcakes.
You brought us the.
You just need to pass that tray around already.
Yeah, so yeah.
Please, hold up. Let me put your shot on so you can get show.
We should have had cupcake cam.
Oh, wait. Do we have cupcake cam?
Let's see if you can set up cupcake cam.
Hold up.
Did y'all install a potato button? No, we didn't install a potato button. But
no, we don't.
Let's see if we can. We're trying to put together right now for those of you that are watching us on live feed. Let's see if we are trying to put together what we're going to call the potato, the cupcake cam. Let's see if the cupcake cam works. Let's see. The cupcake cam works.
Cupcake cam.
Cupcake cam.
That's a pretty good shot, right? That's a pretty good shot of the cupcake cam.
There are special guests today.
There are special guests in studio today is
Cupcake Cam.
And as the show goes on, we'll see less of those.
Yeah, we will. Cupcake Cam.
So, tell me that. For free balling it, that was pretty good.
For free balling it, that was great. You know, let's go play tag.
No one knows.
They wasn't ready.
There you go, Lady K. It's back. So I made the boys cupcakes. Now, DT, this spins off of...
Can I ask you something?
What?
Yes.
Can you pass the tray already?
Okay, let me get to it real quick. I'm trying to set it up for all... I got to have my Food Network moment.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you guys start eating them, you're not going to pay attention.
No, we're not.
Here's the thing. Mocha last week said that his only cake that he eats is yellow cake with chocolate frosting.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I mentioned a buttercream or a chocolate...
Ganache,
and you had not had either.
Nope.
Well, I couldn't pull off a successful ganache. Ganache is a lot of tempering, and I just don't have the equipment to do that. So I did make from scratch. All of this is from scratch. The yellow cake and the chocolate buttercream frosting. And then I just used some piping tools that I had in the kitchen to kind of make them look a little fancy. Off the Twitter, they're asking for cake cam once again.
They're asking for
the cake cam once again off the Twitter
cake
for
cam.
The cake cam.
Yeah.
This is the craziest show. So
they're cake, probably getting hungry.
Cake cam is going away as I reach over and grab you. Bye-bye, cake cam.
Oh,
there they go. All right. So I have two sizes, the big ones. And then for texture, I did create some with some pecans.
So one is the Corey size and one is DT and Philippines.
Right. But I did them because, number one, this is to celebrate Mocha's birthday, even though it's late.
Uh-huh.
But I finally found something sweet that you love because we brought in so many sweet things into the show.
Yeah.
You forcefully ate them,
mm-hmm.
knowing damn well after the show you threw them out.
Yep.
But this one I know you're going to destroy. And Mocha, you cannot bring up the story that I told you about the little cupcakes.
I've been waiting for that this whole time.
Let's get some napkins going. So we're passing around the cupcakes here. I will have these pictures up. There was a video up on my Instagram earlier today of me frosting the cupcakes. And if anybody wants to see that, you know, I don't have the perfect frosting skills or piping skills or whatever. Be careful not to get any of that into your
going right into my mouth.
The board there. How come you guys grab little ones?
I got a big one too.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
And then the reason why I wanted to pipe them on is because what's worse than getting a cupcake that has 3 inches of frosting on it?
I hate that. And like, I remember when you showed me the cupcakes, I was like, oh, man. You were like, I think I put too much frosting. I was like, no, I see a lot of cupcake. That's like the perfect frosting ratio.
Yeah.
I hate when like the whole top layer of the cupcake is covered in frosting.
And it's like a little rosette on the top. A little
I got you.
Buttercream chocolate rosette. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
We're showing these off too. Yeah, this is a little off center, but I'll show you the pretty part. But yeah, I'll have the finished picture up on our on my Instagram page. So wait, let's see. The boys are gonna take a bite here. I was trying to get to a timpani, but Lip didn't care.
Mm. Oh no.
What'd you think?
Wow.
Is it that good, Mocha? I can't eat. Is it that good? How is it? How is it?
I have a bad.
So
I could taste it coming.
If I had if I had to take back that previous statement about having sex with the potato skin tacos, I would trade it in for these buttercream yellow cupcakes.
Now, you don't taste a big difference between buttercream and
it's just a
little bit of a texture, and it is a little bit more of a buttery taste.
It's smoother.
It's a little smoother.
Yeah. Which is, it's cool. I love it.
What about the scratch made cake?
Like, that cake is so moist. Like,
Lady Cake says Mocha's having a moment.
I am. And I can see how you ate 14 cupcakes.
Come on! Come on! All right, go ahead. Tell the story then. Fine. Tell the story. You didn't put it out there now. Yes, I had a fat guy moment.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
A super duper fat guy moment.
So, low-key, this is not me and Lip's first time tasting these cupcakes. We walked in and we're like, who brought cupcakes? And me and Lip snuck too.
When I was in the hallway cleaning up the potato skins, you guys had them?
Yeah. We were like, oh, snaps, there are cupcakes. Who brought these? I don't know what they're for, but we thought like maybe they're... you got it all in your goatee. We thought maybe someone brought it in for like the whole... like the corporate brought it in or something. Fell out.
Oh, damn it.
But... like, we thought maybe it was for Rufus' retirement party. Who knew?
He's retired like 8 times this week.
Exactly. But anyway, so Corey was like, oh, hey.
This music is great.
Corey's like, hey, DT, there's only 8 cupcakes of the small ones left. What happened to the other ones? And hold up, ladies and gentlemen. I got to put on the cupcake cam.
There it is.
And I'm like, me and Lip didn't have one each. He was like, you guys had one? And I was like, yeah. He was like, that's okay. I was like, why? He goes, well, because I only brought 10 of the small ones because they're made in a 24 tin. It's a silicone
cupcake pan. Yeah, it's my silicone rubberized mini
cupcake pan.
Cupcake pan. And there's 24 slots.
24 slots. And I was like, wait, well, why did you only bring 10 then? He was like... because I ate the other 14. I was like, oh, snaps, bro. You ate 14 of these miniature cupcakes.
They're small.
But looking at the size, like 14 of those miniature cupcakes would probably be like 3 regular size cupcakes.
I like to say 2.
Nah.
Like, I was going to really say 5, but I was like, no, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Not see, be a total I was guy. Being honest by telling you that I may... because I had to test them when they came out the oven fresh.
14 times.
And then I had to taste them at every level of temperature drop.
Every 5 degrees.
And then I still ended up throwing out some batter. Because I didn't have enough batter to make smaller ones. And then I didn't have enough batter to make... I didn't have enough batter left over to make a whole tray of small ones. Nor did I have enough batter to make... any big ones, so I just like, oh, screw it. I'll just throw them out because I knew that these were enough. And if, I'll tell you this, I won't take any of them home. Okay. You guys can divvy them up. You can take them home. If you can take them home to the little jalapeno and teeth or whatever the hell we called your wife last week. But yeah, I did. I destroyed them.
It was teeth.
Teeth and gums.
No, it was tongue.
Tongue?
Lip, yeah, she's lip tongue,
your
and
lip,
teeth.
She's teeth and then... your baby is little Linguita.
You remember that morning show, Lip and Tongue? Hi, I'm Lip.
I'm Tongue.
And this is the Lip and Tongue radio show.
Bole.
I tried to hit a sound effect and it didn't work.
It all just died.
I tried it again. Oh, I keep hitting the wrong button.
Okay. There we go.
Worth it, wasn't it?
Worth
so,
it.
Yes, I baked for the boys. I cooked for the boys. It's stuffed potato skins, taco stuffed potato skins. And Mistress Lip, I believe, was the winner, according to Lady K off the Twitter. Absolutely. Lady K. So yellow cakes with chocolate buttercream frosting and some with them with pecans and scratch made taco seasoning with the russet potatoes and so forth. It was delicious. But happy birthday to belated birthday to you, Mocha.
Thank you.
And we got to give a quick birthday shout out here at the top of the show to our voiceover guy.
Yes.
Doug Engel.
Nice.
It birthday. Is our voiceover guy's birthday. And we'll let this play inform so I can take another bite of my 14th muffin. It's your birthday. Ooh. So happy birthday to our voice guy, Doug Engel. It is his 64th birthday. And he is excited.
Nice.
And happy. And Doug is our guy that does these.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
I was kind
of
freaky.
Right.
Oh, wait, hold on.
You're listening to this Fat Guy Radio Show. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network. Fat Guy Radio Show. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
That was so freaky.
That was pretty cool.
I know.
That dude is 64?
No.
Oh.
I just said that he's 64. He's actually 97.
Man, if I sound that good at 97, oh my God.
That's a lot of processors.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take as much credit from Doug as possible.
Did he actually sound like, hey, this is Fat Guy Radio Show?
No, he gets on there and he's like, this is your Fat Guy. No, I'm kidding. No, Doug is a good guy. Good, big supporter of the show. So,
hey, welcome to Fat Guy. You are now listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
What was the line? I don't know what the line was. Hey, what was the line?
Hey, waiter.
What was that line?
Do me a favor. What? Can you taste the soup?
Hey, taste the soup.
Just taste the soup.
Just come on, dude. Taste the soup.
Taste the soup. No, it's not too hot. No, it's not too cold. Just taste the soup. Where's the spoon? La-ha. La-ha.
Oh man. I don't even know where that's from.
You know where that's from.
Seinfeld?
Nah.
Oh, the Coming to America.
Yeah.
Oh.
You never met Martin Luther the King.
You never met Martin Luther the King. You ain't never met Martin Luther King.
You know who's better than Rocky Marciano? How come all the white boys always want to talk about Rocky Marciano? Rocky Marciano, like that's the only one.
He beat Charles Lewis's ass.
That's true. He did be Rocky. Yeah, I mean, Joe Louis came just every time. Joe Louis was always lying about his age. He was 76. I asked Joe Louis, how are you old? He said, I'm 74. I said, dang, you look good.
yes. Your putts.
How in the world did we just do? You just did 3 minutes of Coming to America.
I don't know.
How do you have that dialogue that.
Because I freaking love Coming to America. I actually can quote that whole movie line for line from the beginning. And my favorite part is the, she's a queen to be.
If I had a dollar for every time somebody has asked me to sing that stupid song.
Because you kind of do look like the dude.
I don't give a damn if I look like that guy. I am not singing that. I mean, I have to put my chair in recline in order to go as far back as he did.
Queen to be.
And then you got.
I almost died.
I almost died right now.
You're looking at a wind chime back there.
Hey, you may be glad that cockball wind chime saved you.
Oh, man. Oh, and. Thanks. Thank you. What is his name? Uncle what? Uncle Melvin? I'm sorry.
Thank you, Uncle Melvin.
I forgot.
No.
What
Uncle
is it?
Vince.
Uncle Vince.
Uncle Vincent.
Uncle Vincent, I am so sorry. I messed up your name. I apologize. I didn't have the pleasure
of meeting
you in person, but. I am so happy that me and you are the same wavelength. We both hate baked fruits, and we both love happy cake.
Yeah. Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. My uncle calls chocolate frosted yellow cake half brie cake.
Hey, that's what I am, and that's what I love.
Thank you, thank you, Uncle Melvin. The
I don't know where I got Melvin from.
I don't know either, but It might be show title. It is Friday, and I don't have the
Friday.
It's the Friday, and I don't have the I don't want to work music.
I don't want to work. Which one is that?
That's the thing we do every Friday. That's why I feel like the show is so disjointed right now, because I can't find that music bed.
I don't care. I don't care.
I know where that is. I can find that all the time. I guess Lip is playing us off. See, is it ready? Oh yeah, Lip. That's a great Friday number.
This is a karaoke.
I mean, this is such
what
a
is
great
that, the piano man.
You know what? Instead of showing the you're really playing this right now.
Play me a song today.
A song on the piano man.
We'll be right back with a new producer that can find some more upbeat music. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at FatGuyRadioShow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
It starts with one.
What is in those muffins? I don't know, Lady K. I don't know what's in those muffins. All right, everybody. Although Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow predicting 6 more weeks of winter weather, Target has deals that will keep your wallets warm with extra cash. A good place to start is Target's President's Day Home Sale. Save up to 30% on home plus an extra 10% off when you use promo code PRESIDENT through the Target banner on our website. Promo code PRESIDENT through the Target banner on our website. These savings and much more when you click the Target banner on our website or directly from any web-enabled device at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target or by tapping the Target logo on our Fat Guy Radio Show app. Target, expect more, pay less. And welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa, thank you, Uncle Melvin. Can I do a really quick a quick shout out?
Yeah.
While we're back here on this break, I got to shout out something that we have our Instagram feed and it's growing every day, and we love everybody that follows us on Instagram, and we try to follow back people that you know have a post within the last 6 months. If you haven't posted in the last 6 months, but I want to stop for a moment and stop the show, and I want to give a shout out to Vinny No Filter. Vinny No Filter hosts a podcast that is called What's Wrong With Us podcast. And I have seen so many of his Instagram videos, those little Instagram short clips.
Yeah.
I see them pop up in that top scroll on Instagram and I look at them. And he's normally in his car. And in the background, I've heard our show several times. Of him just riding down the freeway somewhere in the city of Phoenix or wherever he lives. And I'm like, that voice sounds really familiar. And it's us. And Vinny has his own podcast. And I believe, I don't know if that's his wife or however or not, but it's what's wrong with us. And one thing that we've always said on this show, DT, and you know this is true, we're not afraid of other shows.
No.
I personally have like reached out to other internet radio shows and other podcast shows, and they've said, hey, we want nothing to do with you. We're competitors, blah, 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 blah. I think that's crazy. And I speak for the network, and the network thinks that's crazy too. I don't have a problem shouting out another podcast or another internet radio show on the show because I feel that we're all in this together. You know, a rising tide raises all sails, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But I just want to take a moment and just say thank you, Vinny, for listening to the show. And I listen to your show, too. I can't say your tagline because it has FOs, and I love the way he says it. But he has a very compelling show. So check him out on SoundCloud, I believe is where he posts his show. He's up on iTunes and stuff like that too. But Vinny, thank you so much for enjoying Fat Guy Radio Show as much as you do and having it in the background on some of those videos. So I just wanted to get that out of the way because I do appreciate people out there and people that are out there in the good fight like we are. He's got a growing podcast, a growing internet radio show, just like we do. So shout out to Vinny and thank you very much for listening and supporting Fat Guy Radio Show. All right, DT, before we get to your...
What?
Before we get to the bottom of your cups and your new wrinkle in your relationship status, can I ask Lip something first?
Yeah.
Lip.
Yep.
I need a new baby.
A new baby.
I need a new baby. We talked about it last week that you and your family are moving up to the right side of life. By
the
right
side, the white side.
Though it's not all white. There's some ghetto up there.
I mean, look at Court. He's black.
Come on. What? Really?
You always late, bruh.
I was not late. I was outside cleaning up the food. I digress. You're not going to go there. I digress. This is about Lip. This is about me getting Lip's baby. So I need a new baby.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why I need a new baby.
You got too much money.
No. Well, no. No.
Yes.
No. That's
way too much money.
No. AJ.
Yeah.
Gonna be 17 this year.
Teenager.
He is way past the moment of teenager. That's a grown ass man now, dog. That's a grown ass man. My baby is no longer a baby. AJ, 17. Right. Dominic, 22.
Wow.
Sydney, 15. Mm. Aiden, 17. I have no more huggables. I have no more luggables. I have no more kissables. I have no more spoilables. I have no more babies. Lip, yes. I need you and your wife to move as close as you can to Casa La Blaze so that I can start to spoil that little jalapeno.
We'll be your neighbor.
I'm good with that, too, because I work from home, and days that you don't want to pay the babysitter, you just drop her off at my doorstep like they did with that little baby in Egypt.
Like Amazon.
Was it Moses that they sailed up the river?
Yeah.
I didn't know Moses was a steamboat captain. He was from birth. Oh, hi-oh, hi-oh. Oh. I can't get to it fast enough because my fingers are too fat. Hi-oh.
It's funny because it's true.
It is. They sailed his little baby ass up the river. Sticks.
I was talking about his fingers being fat.
Lip.
I'm sure we could arrange that.
I need you to ask Mistress Lip if I can spoil the baby. Now, the rule is after she can hold her head up, but she's getting there.
Yeah, she's like got it pretty good right
now. I have my resume prepared for baby loving.
Uh-huh.
Resume? And,
well, can you rephrase that?
For my ability to love kids. Number one.
Okay.
Because, AJ is.
Well, no. I was just saying you can't say I got my resume for baby loving.
Right. I don't play tag with my kids. Here's the thing. My number one reference is AJ. He's still breathing.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't broke him.
Mm-hmm.
He's healthy.
But
so,
you see how he talks back? Like, that's what you're going to get.
That's his mama.
Oh, okay.
That's from his mama.
Well, I don't know. He's very independent.
He is very.
And Corey's fat and opinionated. So, I mean, he has half of Corey's blood in him.
Fat and opinionated.
Yeah.
It's Friday, everybody.
Friday.
Lip, I need you to talk to Mistress Lip, and we need to work this out. Now, I understand you guys have a prearrangement, but I had a dream.
Ah, I have a dream.
Last time I had a dream.
I knew you were going to do that. I had a dream, Lip. I can't find anything in this stupid soundboard today. Where is it?
I had a dream. That French fries and curly fries were sit together on my plate. And they will say, eat me at last, eat me at last. You know you fat, eat me right now.
See, Lady K says, AJ is intelligent and quite articulate. And I should know that because he talks a lot.
Yes.
Yep.
And I love him. I do. But listen, Lip, what I'm craving is I'm experiencing, I read this on the internet, DT, I've read this on the internet, and you know what they say about things on the internet.
You can't put anything on the internet that isn't true.
And you want to know where I read that, Lip?
On the internet.
Very good, Lip. I am experiencing empty nest syndrome.
Empty nest.
Empty nest.
That's a double entendre. It's empty nest, as in like the nest the mother had for her babies is now gone because they didn't flew out of it. And it's empty nest because Corey's a fat guy with a hole in the middle of him because there's no one there to love him.
There is no one there to love. And Lip, I have an open fat flap that your baby will fit perfectly in.
He just said he wants to eat your baby.
Pretty much what it's.
I did not say I want to eat the.
We are now in Austin Power, and this is the fat bastard.
I did not say I want to eat the baby.
Baby, the other white meat.
Hey, let's go
in my belly.
Hey, let's
baby,
go.
Baby, is what for dinner.
How the hell y'all have your own little mini comedy vortex there? Where am I? That is not a high
that
five
is,
moment.
Because Lip made a funny.
That is not a high five moment. Lip, I had a dream. One day, I would have a little jalapeno Mexican baby that would run in and be so excited to see the biggest, chocolatest, richest thing she's ever seen in her life, be happy,
see,
and love me. I can't wait till that little jalapeno baby can say Corey in Spanish.
But Lip, remember, you gotta teach her now how to get over that wall in the front of his house. Because she's Mexican.
Oh, yeah, that wall. Hey, don't worry about it, Lip. Lip should know about that wall because he built it and paid for it.
I know.
But Lip, I had a dream. This is a Friday show.
And
it is just so silly. I'm really upset that we don't have that other bed in here. But Lip, can we work that out?
Yeah.
I really want to spoil the baby.
I can talk to the wife.
She will be spoiled and Mistress Lip should be okay with it.
I would say so.
Tell her that I have proof that AJ's still alive. Dominic, Aiden, and Sydney, they're a little messed up, but, you know, I didn't make them. So I can't take full credit for that.
I didn't make that mess.
Don't call him a mess.
I just couldn't fix it.
I do. And I'm supposed to meet with Dominic after my oldest has been chasing me down for months, trying to get me to hang out, and our schedules just don't line up. He's in college. He works full-time. Our schedules just don't line up. I finally say, look, after the show, I'm going to leave all of my responsibilities on DT and Lip, and I'm going to bail out, and I'm going to come get you, and we're going to go, to Waffle House and talk it out. And then before the microphone went live, he texts me and says, how mad would you be if I canceled because I want to go work out? I'm like, dude, just the other day, your life was falling apart, and now this is why I need a new baby.
Question.
Answer.
He can't work out in the morning.
Exactly.
He can't work out right now while we're doing the show.
Right.
Like, all this time to work out, like, literally, you can work out in the sanctity of your bedroom.
He has very little room in his bedroom because he's a college kid, and there's like eight other people.
Does he have a closet?
There's eight other people.
Does he have a closet?
Probably so.
Is there a restroom?
Wait, there are eight other people? Free weights.
Free.
free
start,
weights.
Yeah, start picking them people up and just chucking them over the shoulder. Boom.
I don't know how many
deadlift.
I don't know how many other people that are living in his apartment or wherever it is that he's staying, but I know there ain't no room for him to work out or do anything like that. So my question to you guys was like, where the hell do you work out at this time of night? Because I don't know anything about that.
Well, there is a planet you can work out at.
Oh, is that the fitness of the planet?
Yeah.
Well, as soon as we...
It's like where the Hulk lives.
As soon as they buy a spot on this show, we'll say the name exactly.
Exactly. It's the Hulk.
I'm going to pull the curtain back. My sound effects board is all out of...
order?
It's not used to working on Friday.
Is that...
Friday.
My soundboard, I can't find anything, and I know you guys are probably...
Bed 5.
No, it's not on bed 5. It's not even loaded in the machine anymore.
Loaded.
Bed 7.
It's not even in 7. I have to go back into the...
12. Bed 12.
Okay, just keep throwing beds out there, boys. Eventually, we'll get it. All right. I found it.
It's not now, loaded in the machine, though.
Now, it was not loaded in the Playboard, but it's in the iPad. It just wasn't in the Playboard app. Mm.
So now it's in the Playboard?
Now it's there. That's what I was looking for this whole time. Because I want to do it. But now I don't want to do it because I want to go on to another bit because you said, can't my oldest son Dominic work out in the closet? And of course, the first thing that comes to mind is. He went home, tried to work out in his own closet. He realized that I need a fat man to sit down and talk to me about my life. I need to know what's going on in my life. I'll tell that he will meet me after work. He said that he would show up, but I'm a jerk. I'm not gonna meet the fat guy over waffles. But I need to tell him that my life is falling apart. My life is falling apart.
Apart.
My life is falling apart.
That was a fart.
I might have a small broken. Going back into the closet. It was worth it. Was it worth it?
That was worth
it. And I love the fact that I was sitting over here doing Comedy Gold and you two both stifled your laughs. I appreciate that. I love it so much. It's the greatest thing ever. I can't tell you how happy I am that I came in with all of this food that I sweated in my kitchen to prepare for you guys. And I brought it in here for all of you. And I couldn't even eat all of my cupcake because I'm over here doing a radio show.
I'm sorry. Next time we'll laugh out loud because we were sitting here cracking up. And I had a camera on you and not on all of us. But if the camera was on all of us, you would see us like rolling like,
But then it's a radio show. Nobody watches the live stream except Lady K.
I know. I'm sorry. Next time I won't hold back my laugh. And I was trying not to sing because like last time I spoke over you.
You ruined it.
I got messed.
That was a Halo Sigs live.
Yeah.
Yeah, you screwed that. But you could have gotten in on that one.
Nope. I don't sing over you anymore.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Jerk.
Jerk.
Ass hat.
Let's go to break.
Are you a small business owner or work for a small business or corporation and you're part of the marketing team? I'm here to invite you to join the BDB Radio Network. Internet radio programming is the most intimate way to reach new customers. The song says video killed the radio star. Well, guess what the internet radio is doing to the radio star? Learn how you can become a part of the internet radio new age of marketing by visiting BDBradio.com. Your products could be featured on shows just like this at less than half the cost of broadcast radio and a fraction of the cost of TV commercials. Don't miss out on the movement that is on-demand personal internet radio. Get started at BDBradio.com and mention Fat Guy Radio Show and receive a month of free digital ads. This offer won't last long, so marketing personnel, get on it. BDBradio.com today.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
Every man has had a glorious day.
Hello from Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs, the premier electronic cigarette company, offering American-made e-liquids and flavors to match any smoker's desires. Halo Cigs is not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. I can't tell you folks how important that is. So many non-named companies that started in tobacco saw the wave of e-cigs and decided to start producing e-cigs along with their tobacco. They're not doing it because they want you to have a good experience with an electronic cigarette. They're doing it because they see the market shifting that way. Is it smart business? Yes, but is it smart for you? No. Why not go to a company that is not trying to reinvent the wheel, but are trying to make it better for you to ride the wheel? And Halo Cigs is doing just that. Trust me, folks. I see these. There is an e-cig store that is up the street from my house that I've went to a couple of times because I've been really busy and not been able to order my Halo Cigs e-liquid offline. I've been up there a couple of times, and I stayed 5 minutes one day and just looked at the plethora of machines. I asked the guy behind the counter, what does that do? What does that do? What makes that? What does that? Where does that come from? And they didn't know. They were all just, hey, just pick whichever one looks cool. I ripped into my pocket. I reached in and I grabbed my G6 Triton Tank, my Triton Tank 2. And I held it up against the wall of e-cigs, and nothing compared to the brand and the quality that Halo 6 puts out. I'm firsthand experience, folks. I'm way off script right now. Firsthand experience in that vape shop. Nothing that they sold there, and everything was $69 to almost $400 for vaping modules. Why you would buy a vaping module that is more expensive than your car payment, I will never know, but people do. Halo Cigs, affordable, reliable, durable, trustworthy, and safe. You don't believe me? Check them out by clicking the Halo Cigs banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby. Give it to Lady K DT and let her hear you.
Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby.
Cut that promo up, Lip, and you send that to them with a bow on it. They are never going to get a commercial like that from any other radio show that they advertise on.
No.
That was pretty good.
That was.
All right. So, DT, what is the update on your relationship situation that you dropped on us last week with your love, and you got all, and Lady K's mind is blown when I come up with those off the chart. Lady K, you know my mind is blown too.
Mm-hmm.
And I got high, really high before the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so with my whole relationship.
Ow!
I don't believe she listens to the show.
I don't think she listens to the show yet, but you've given her a lot of run. I don't think you've established her name.
No, I have not established her name.
So we need to give her like a Nick name.
We can just call her the Phantom.
Lady Phantom.
Lady Phantom.
Lady Phantom.
Well, Lady Phantom, I believe, is now talking to a guy.
Oh.
So you.
Look at that smile on Corey's face.
That's not a smile of joy. That's a smile of pain.
So your boy has decided.
Oh no, bro! Wait. Is there any definitive? You didn't drop this nugget on it, man. I wish we would have got to this earlier.
I had an inkling.
What's the definitive?
I had an inkling that it was going, like, she was leaning that way. And then I was invited to a function. And in this function, it was a bunch of her friends. And she was the only person I knew. And, like, she was all on her phone instead of being there. Like, and you know when someone's texting someone they really like in their phone. Like, they're all smiley, giggly, can't even put their phone down for 2 seconds.
Yeah, when I text you, yes.
Yeah. Totally removed from the function. So I left the function, and went home, was like, I'm now.
Was it a conjunction function? What's your function?
Yeah, hooking up trains and making them function. Like, except for these trains weren't getting hooked up. So, there was no function.
So that's your basis off the fact that you think that she's...
There's other stuff that I just kind of don't want to get into.
Okay. But... I will just ask just a few questions. Because okay. The last thing that I want to do is embarrass you on this show.
Okay.
Have you had a verbal confirmation that she is involved with someone else?
No.
Okay. Have you had a confirmation or conversation with her stating that she is involved with someone else?
No.
Has anyone that is close to her come to you and say, Daniel Taylor, Lady Phantom, is indeed attached to someone else or is being courted by someone else?
No.
Okay. Your Honor, may I approach the bench?
No.
So you're speculating.
I am speculating, and it is my way to keep my wits about me and just not have to actually face the fact that if I do put myself out there, I'm looking at your guys' shirts and I'm like mad right now. It's my way. Sorry to get on stuff. It's my way to kind of like.
It's a Friday.
Friday. But it's my way to like not have to actually face the fact that if I do let her know how I feel, that there's a chance that I will be rejected.
Okay. There.
So instead of taking that rejection, since there is no other female that I am interested in right now.
Thank God he said female.
Yes, female. That's very important to remember.
Yes.
Because, Corey, female. I am all into you.
I know. We're playing tag after the show.
All right. But since there's no other females that I'm interested in, and I'm not trying to pursue any other females at this moment.
Okay.
This is the perfect time for me, especially with my whole transitional period coming up.
Right.
This is the perfect time for me to put her out of my mind.
So you are.
Focus on me. I am bitching out right now.
So you are basically drawing a conclusion.
Yep. So that I
in
can...
the hold on. Drawing a conclusion in the respects of protecting yourself.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? I can't even S on that because I do that all the time.
All right. Cool.
I do it too, and it's a psychological thing where it's not always good because what you're doing is somewhat of an avoidance.
Yeah.
But because I have so been here, sorry, I didn't mean to go major radio.
No, it's all good.
I have so been here where you have to draw a conclusion on your own. Give yourself a forced, manufactured closure just to be able to move on, because facing an unknown reality has a higher level of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Than having no closure at all. I am so with you on this, bro.
Thank you.
I am with you on this 100% because I have done it so many times. Lady K, he's not ready to do that. And he is ready to do that. He's starting the first steps. Off the Twitter, Lady K, he needs to move on.
Yeah.
And he's trying to do that. And the way that he's tricking his mind is to conclude
that she's already
that this
involved.
Is already gone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, it's a chicken S way out of it.
Yeah.
But I've done it.
I'm totally cool with that. Totally being chicken S right now.
I've done it too, bro, because I'm telling you, the fear of what the hurt on a rejection is way worse, outnumbers the hurt of the false conclusion.
Exactly.
Because I'd rather close down the store and protect the contents inside versus risking it
getting
being
ransacked.
Stolen.
Yeah, I don't want to get ransacked and butt-effed.
Yo, we're not till after the show.
Exactly.
Where is the show going?
I don't know.
Why are we at break four? This is ridiculous.
Because it's time.
Thank you, Lip. All right. On the other side of this break, ladies and gentlemen, it is a segment that is sweeping the nation. We are talking about trailer talk right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm a member of a growing populace. We enforce our popularity.
Hey there, while the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show. With someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
I see me. As a child, I remember my father and mother trading off reading me bedtime stories. As I got older and grew out of the bedtime story game, I would sit with my parents and read to them. I would have just been blown away if one of the books I read was a story starring me. Your child can get a book starring them at I See Me Personalized Children's Books. How much more would your child want to read if they knew the story they were reading had them as the hero? The excitement of being a child and living in a constant state of discovery is enhanced with these personalized children's books. Find a story for your child or friend's child through the I See Me banner at fatguyradioshow.com. I See Me Personalized Children's Books. I'm going on there and I'm getting a mini baby jalapeno personalized children's book.
Is it going to be jalapeno?
Yeah, I'm going to put jalapeno in it because I don't know how to spell a real name. AJ's name isn't really AJ. I don't know what the kid's name
is. Alshon Jeffries?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know what the kid's name is, but we just called him AJ because one day I was drunk and I said, hey, AJ. And it stuck.
His name really starts with a J, and you just didn't know what the whole J was. And you're like, hey, AJ, get over here.
I was dyslexic. I don't know.
Hey, AJ, get over here.
I mean, for like the first 5 years of his life, I just called him, hey.
I work my numbers job.
And he's fine with it.
And I have like 15 over 3,000 kids that I service.
That's ridiculous.
Well, one of my school has 1,900 kids. That's ridiculous.
Lady K, I'm sorry.
I love you, Lady K.
He knew what he said. I read him your tweet during the break.
And so I don't remember, like I said, 13 or over 3,000 kids. I don't remember half these kids' names. So I just make up.
You got to give them nicknames,
bro. I have one kid. This girl, she's a junior coach of mine. I call her Jambalaya. That is her nickname, Jambalaya.
Hot Jambalaya!
Yep. Call her Jambalaya. Her sister is Tomato.
Tomato, tomato. You say tomato. I say tomato. But we're not here for that, ladies and gentlemen. We're here for the segment that is sweeping the nation, and we're talking about trailer talk. I know, Lady K.
Movies are out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, we review the trailers because the trailers are free. Tonight's trailer is Logan, starring Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart. In the near future, a weary Logan, played by Hugh Jackman, cares for an ailing Professor X, played by Patrick Stewart, at a remote outpost on the Mexican border. His attempt to hide from the outside world gets upended when X introduces him to a young mutant named Laura, played by Daphne Keene. Logan must now protect the girl and battle the dark forces that want to capture her. Set to release on March 3rd in theaters near you, Logan. Philippius, what was your take on Logan trailer?
Good action.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Okay.
That's
about it. Short and sweet and to the point. All that sugar I have shoved up your ass tonight, and that's all you got for us?
Good action.
Yeah, I crave action.
You know why I'm here, boss. I'm all about that action.
All about that action.
All right. Thank you, Marshawn, for joining us.
Yes,
today.
Thank you very much, Marshawn Lynch.
Someone bring him another bag of Skittles.
Yes, please. Please. That's just beautiful. I mean, let people tune in just for that.
I know they do.
Do you want more sugar?
I need sugar.
You've eaten half of the sugar.
I had to.
Should we go to cake cam real quick?
No, we can't because it's trailer talk.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Mocha Cub, D-Tay, Daniel Taylor. Yes, that's all of his names. Please stop tweeting me. Who is D-Tay?
He's all of them. D-Tay, Daniel Taylor, Mocha Cub, Sexy Monkey Love.
What? That's a new one.
All right.
Romance. Nothing really gay about it.
Just a little.
You're my male boo.
You're my male boo. Is it all right for anybody that doesn't currently have an erection? D-Tay.
All right.
Logan.
I'm really looking forward to this.
Okay.
I'm versed, but not extremely versed in X-Men lore.
Okay.
And so, like, I had this argument with my dad and my sister yesterday because I wasn't sure if this girl that they're saving is Logan's daughter or did Professor X find her? And he's like, oh, it's just like you. And I'm like, oh, wait, what's going on here? The action is really good. She looks like a freaking beast in there, like just murking dudes left and right. Like she got anger issues, just like Logan had when he was younger. But I want to see the storyline. Like the action scenes look good. But the only thing I have a problem with the trailer is the fact that it's all action scenes, and I feel like they may have be their L. I don't have to watch the movie to see the fight scenes now.
Yeah.
Because I've seen all of them. I feel like. But I kind of want to see how they kill dude with the blonde hair. They're like, no, don't. Like, talking to a dog, sit.
There were some great comedic moments in this trailer. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about the Marvel Universe and X-Men. And I know that my friend Leo, if he hears this, he is going to freak out because this is all about his world right now. But I've watched a few of the X-Men movies,
uh-huh.
and I know about Wolverine with the psh that comes out of his hands and so mm-hmm. forth. I'm actually a little intrigued by this movie because of the fact that it's a little girl, and the way that the trailer started, well, just this little innocent girl. And if you have seen the trailer, chime in on the Twitter for anybody that's listening tonight that's not Lady K, because it seems like she's the only one that's listening tonight, streaming it live. But I'm excited about it because it's a little girl.
Yeah.
But then the other side of me is like, okay, I don't know if this little girl is even part of the comic book at all.
Yeah.
But, are they just trying to swing this franchise like they do many other franchises? Like when they took Ghostbusters and made it all girls, are they trying to switch up this X-Men franchise to include like a different sex?
Yeah, no, I feel like...
female, you know what I mean?
There is a female Wolverine. I believe there is.
And I was confused at the... Well, it's just a trailer. I'm sure to be lined out in the movie if this was his daughter.
Yeah.
Or if she's just another mutant.
And she only has two claws. Like, he has three that comes out of his hand. She has two.
Well, maybe when she grows up, she'll get her other claw.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe she's prepubescent.
But I do like the fact that is a badass little girl.
Right.
And I agree with you that they may have beat their L across the room already on a lot of the action scenes, which unfortunately for these types of movies, they do. And you get to the theater and you've seen all the action because it was a 2-minute trailer. And that was the second trailer out of the ones that were on YouTube. And we have this trailer up on our Facebook page. That was the second trailer. So if we watch the first trailer, we can probably put 2 and 2 together and get 4. And then all we doing is we're paying $9.50 to go watch the middle dialogue because we saw all the action films. I think that's where they lose it when it comes to these things. If they would have just really released a trailer that had a lot of mystery behind what the girl is,
yeah.
Instead of showing us all those action scenes, if the movie is circling around that storyline, I think that would have been a little bit more
appealing. I feel like half of that trailer is perfect. Like you take all the action scenes out and just leave like the beginning scene, the scene where Professor X is talking.
Yeah, I agree.
Where he's like, oh, hey, we have an X-Men fan. Half of this isn't real and blah, 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 blah. Like that stuff, like, oh, she could have been as good as you. She could be better.
I agree.
That stuff right there, you're like, well, who is she though? What's going on? Now I'm like, oh, snaps. I don't need to see the fight scene. I know there's going to be fight scene. I know there's people looking for her.
Right.
You can even show like the people looking for her, like, where's the girl? Where for the girl? You don't have to show them like trying to get the girl.
Yeah, and those action scenes, because those action scenes are the cherry on top of the sundae when you go and watch them in the theater.
Exactly.
Give us a look. I wish Hollywood would wrangle in these trailers. Like, but that's one of the reasons why we review them on the show.
Horror films do the same thing.
They give you everything. Yeah. Sinister, I didn't even have to go see Sinister because I saw everything in the trailer.
Honestly, don't even show, I don't even want to see the monster in a horror film trailer. Don't show the monster in a horror film
that's
trailer.
That's the worst thing they can do.
Like, if you don't do that and you just make it about, like, you can make it all fun and then show people dying, like, just disappearing off screen.
Yep.
Boom. Don't even have to show me the monster. I'm like, oh, snaps, people are dying. This is going to be a freaky movie.
This is going
to
be good.
I don't even care if the monster is like a three-headed teddy bear that will, like, snuggle you to death. Like, people are dying. Let's go. I'm watching it.
How many tag wrong plays do you give it, Lip?
Two.
Two tag wrong plays. Mocha, how many half-breed cupcakes do you give it?
I give it two big ones and five little ones. And then the 14 that you ate.
I give it 14 little cupcakes that didn't make it to the studio tonight. Wow. And that's Trailer Talk, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever the hell the name of the movie is will be out in theaters, Logan. Speaking of theaters, boys, the movie that we reviewed a few months ago is coming out.
Which is
Get Out. Yes, I was just going to tell you that.
With the Negro boy.
Yeah, I wasn't here for that Trailer Talk.
Right.
But Jordan Peele is the director for this one.
We need to do...
It comes out on the 24th, I believe.
Yeah, next week.
I'm super excited. We got to watch this.
I want to go see it, too.
I totally want
to
go see it.
Lip, I know you're in the middle of planning and packing up and moving closer to me so I can spoil your kid and probably put her through college if she loves me properly.
Oh, like Mr. Church.
You got to... We had that trailer on Trailer Talk, too. We got to go. I got to go see it or... We got to go see this movie.
I'm down. I'm totally down.
And if Mother Martha was, you know, not having tacos tonight and joining us on live stream because she was mad that we are doing the show on Friday. Mm. But, you know, I can
only eat tacos on a Friday.
Everybody.
Not Tuesday.
That's right.
Tacos are only for Tuesdays.
Right. So Mother Martha's not, you know, with us tonight. And she was.
Unless you do it at Fiesta Friday. Maybe that's what they're doing.
Probably so. I don't know. But she's having tacos and she's not with us. And Mother Martha is out tearing the town up right now. So no love lost. Ain't no thing about it, you know. But we got to go see this movie.
I'm totally down.
I'm almost down to go see it on opening weekend.
We need to go to the Corey Blaze Theater.
The Corey Blaze Theater is being a little bit more budget conscious right now, but
you're being budget
conscious. I'm being budget conscious. I know that took you for surprise because I'm normally the splurger, but I'm being a little bit more. Look, I told you, AJ,
you're right. You know what?
Thinking about it, college is two years away.
I got to be a little more budget conscious too. Thinking about it, so
yeah. And this guy is getting ready to move into my house, and all my water bill's going up, my electricity bill's going up, my food bill's going up.
Well, your water bill's not going up because first of all, I don't take showers.
Oh, that's awesome. Ain't nothing better than
game. All just funk.
Ain't nothing better than gamey love.
Game and love.
Game and love.
Game and love.
Don't
game
you want love. You some game and love?
Ugh, I must get game and love.
If there was a song called Game and Love, it would have to be sung by Michael Bolton.
Bolton. Right.
game and love. Game and love. Oh, game and game and love. Oh, game and
don't play with my heart. Play with my game and love.
You to never play the game cause I want your game in love.
he said,
I want you to never play the game cause I want your game in love. You know, Michael Bolton always has to hit that note in his song that you know when he recorded it, he passed out. You know when he hit that, it was game in love.
Just done. I'm done.
And end scene.
Hey, someone should probably go in there and wake him up.
Yeah.
Nah, let him sleep for a little bit.
Yeah, because as soon as you wake him back up, he goes right back into verse two.
Right.
Because soap is something that we need in our lives.
Soap is something that we need in our
lives. Dove ain't got nothing on this love.
No water, no sprinkles, no nothing touch that lovely body because it's no gave me love. This is why we don't do shows on Friday. Thank you. That's two impressions in one show for me.
That is.
Singing Michael. No.
I was gonna say you did do an R. Kelly impression, which you're trapped in the closet.
That's true. So that would be three.
Yeah. Wow.
So who, it was. I was trying to do Michael Bolton, but I think I was doing more of Michael McDonald.
I think that's who you were.
I think I was doing more Michael McDonald.
And when you said Michael Bolton, I literally thought Michael McDonald. Though, yeah, I'm gonna be there. Like,
yeah. I totally thought that that's what we were doing, but I'm not. Oh crap! Is the show over?
It's over.
Oh God! Well, Lady K says there's a there goes the title of the show. You are so right, Lady K. We got three to choose from. Thank you, Uncle Melvin. Because I'm looking for your game and love. Let's go get drunk and naked. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That's
drunk and naked.
He's coming up the closet and he's thinking that he's...
Shut the hell up.
All right, Grandma, sorry. All right, ladies and gentlemen. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We plumb ran out of time, but that little sucker snuck in here throughout the show and ate up the rest of the cupcakes. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon Tax Center. Everything you'll need to file your taxes. Shop now, shop often at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Lady K said. Gave me love, Lady K. Hey, Lady K probably got some really... Never mind. I was going to try to make a horse joke right there, Lady K. It would have been wrong. And I'm doing this while there's an Amazon logo above my shoulder. I apologize. I'm sorry. All right. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. You already said that, you fat idiot. We love hearing from you. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We love surprises. We don't like to be scared, but we love surprises. P.O. Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. Lip, get Lady K's shirt in the mail this week or by the end of next week, because this is the end of this week. Thank you, Lip. Interact with us on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Google+, and Tumblr. For our executive producer, who will be here all night editing that opening segment full of Olympias.
Yes.
And our associate, sexy drunk, some of my bitch, you fine as hell today, boy, Daniel Taylor.
Hey.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat. So stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. And this is where the globe is spinning. When they ask you what it's all about, look at them and say, damn, I want your gamey love. They'll make you laugh and depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week for your escape from all the craziness in the world. See you at the top. Bye-bye. Game love.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me put some mo-funk in it. Don't forget Halo Cigs, premium electronic cigarettes at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. Make the switch today. There's an electronic cigarette and e-liquid for you. fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. That's all for now. Ta-ta.